It's Saturday, the 28th of June, 2014. I'm Ruth, also known as the Geek Mummy, and this is episode 28 of App Talk, the podcast that I'm producing daily throughout June for the Audio Mo Challenge. A month of audio. I'm producing audio pretty much every day. I'm all caught up, so I have produced 28 pieces of audio in 28 days. And that's a win as far as I'm concerned. So I'm talking about different apps every day, particularly apps that are good for families or parents. And today I want to move away from the sort of kids games and into a really useful utility app for parents. I'm going to talk about an app called 23 Snaps. Its full show name, if you like, is 23 Snaps Family Album and Private Photo Sharing. It's developed by a company called 23 Snaps Limited. And as far as platform is concerned, it's available on every single smartphone platform. So it's on iOS as a universal app. It's available on Android through the Google Play Store. It's available on Kindle via the Amazon App Store. And it's available on Windows Phone as well. And not many apps are. So I think this is probably this is the first app I've featured in the whole month that is available on Windows Phone. As far as iOS is concerned, it requires version 7 and above of iOS. I have a sneaking suspicion that it has been available for long enough that if you don't have iOS version 7, it will let you run an older version, but I haven't got a means of testing that because I'm running an iOS 7 device. The price across all platforms is free. So even if you have an older iOS device, you can give it a go and it's not going to cost you anything to try it. So what is 23 Snaps and why should you be using it? 23 Snaps is a free photo sharing app aimed very much at families, particularly parents. It allows you to save videos, photos, measurements, stories and updates about your children, which can then be shared privately with family or close friends all across the world. And that sharing is done either via the smartphone app or they're available via the web or via email. You can set up each child and enter their date of birth, and then every time you enter an update or a photo or a video, 23 Snaps will automatically work out how old your child is at that time and will kind of build up this album for your particular child. The key piece of information really to stress is that it's all private sharing. So although it will share out via web and via email and via the app, it will only share to family or friends who you have invited. It is a completely private picture sharing site. So it's not like you're putting these things publicly out there. It's a private site. The other nice thing that it allows you to do is to order photo books or prints of your photos if you want to. And again, your family and friends who you've invited can also order prints or photo books of your pictures. So what do I love about this app? Well, it's absolutely brilliant if you personally or if you have members of your family who don't do Facebook, because for a lot of us, Facebook is the way that we share pictures of family, pictures of friends, pictures of events and all these kind of milestones and things. But, you know, there are some people out there who just don't do Facebook, and this is a really great alternative. I use it for sharing with one particular member of my family who just doesn't do Facebook. And this has given me a way to keep him involved in my family life without doing it through Facebook. It's nice because it will send an email, or you can choose to have it send you an email when there's an update. So family and friends are notified when there are new pictures of your kids for them to see. Another thing that I like is it's recently, well, probably not so recently now, but it has been integrated through with Instagram. And if you are an Instagram user, it's really, really easy to also configure it to send any pictures of your kids from Instagram across to 23 Snaps. And you just do it using hashtags on Instagram once you've got the link set up. So I like that because I use Instagram quite a lot, and I use Instagram as a way of getting photos into Facebook and out to Twitter and shared with everybody else. And it just means that if I'm sharing a photo of the kids, I just add a couple of hashtags and it goes across to 23 snaps. And if one of the hashtags that I use is the child's name, it will go into the correct album for that child, and it all just filters through and is completely seamless. So that works really well. I also like that you can set up on 23 snaps your partner, and then both you and your partner can add updates and pictures of your kids. So it really has, you know, it's been really well designed for a family sharing pictures, because you have this ability to, you know, more than one of you can add updates about the kids, and it all goes into the same timeline and it's all shared with your family and friends. Is there anything I think could be better? Well, my concern with these sort of bespoke systems for you to save pictures, memories and everything like that on it, my concern always with these things is, okay, how do I get my data back out again? And earlier through this series, I talked about another app called Keepy, which I like because it has that automatic Dropbox synchronization. So anything you put in there is automatically just copied onto your Dropbox and you've got your own copy. I haven't found anything obvious in 23 snaps that allows me to get my data back out again. Obviously, if you're sharing photos, they're photos that you've taken, so you should have a backup of them on your camera roll. And it does give you the ability to save individual pictures out to your camera roll if you want to. But I don't know, you know, you can't back everything up en masse, and obviously things like little status updates or measurements or anything like that, there's no obvious way of keeping a backup of that. So I always have that slight nervousness of, you know, am I just saving these things somewhere and will they always be there? Will I always be able to get at them? For me, the Instagram integration helped a huge amount with that because, you know, as I said before, I use Instagram a lot and I have my Instagram configured up so it'll go to Facebook. It'll go, if I want to, it'll go out to my Flickr account. So I'm quite happy when I'm sharing photos through Instagram, I can get multiple copies of them if I need to. So being able to put something on Instagram and then share it across to 23 snaps works really well for me and kind of reassures me about those memories not getting lost anywhere. But I must say, I haven't used it for storing little milestones or measurements or anything like that. What does a parent need to know about this app? Well, it's a free app. It's got no adverts and no in-app purchases, but it does have the ability to order photo prints and books. So you've got to, obviously that's the way that this company is going to be making their money, because they're not making their money out of selling the app. So the way that they're making money will be by you buying photo books and prints through them. They assure you it's a completely private site. Only your family and your close friends, the people you've invited, will be able to see your content. And I think that's really the key information about that. What's my verdict? Do you know what? I think it's fab. It's really good. It's like having a little virtual baby book. Makes it really easy to share, particularly, as I said before, if you've got people in your family who don't do Facebook at all. It gives them an alternative and allows you to keep them up to date with what's happening with the kids. Plus, the fact that you can have it send the updates via email means that, you know, the relatives that aren't out checking their social media all the time will still get updates and will still see news and pictures of the kids and that sort of thing. So I think this is a lovely app. There's no limits on uploads. You can upload as much as you like. It's, you know, there's with the just the one downside of it not being obvious how you get your content out again, as a sharing app for families, I think it's brilliant. So I use it myself, as should be obvious by the way I talk about it throughout this review. But it is, I thoroughly recommend it. All the information that I give out within this podcast is correct, or as correct as I can get it at the time of recording, but please check details before making purchases based on my recommendations, because stuff can and does change very quickly in the App Store. You can find all my other episodes of App Talk over at audioboo.fm/geekmummy. And they're also copied across to my blog as well, so if you head on over to www.geekmummy.com, they're there as well. Thank you ever so much for listening, and I will talk to you again tomorrow. Bye for now.